This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is another hour of Sports Daily. We're going to start you this hour on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday with your chance to win Tyler Hubbard tickets September 14th at Equity Bank Park. You can text the keyword Tyler right now to 20357 for your shot at tickets. You can listen to KFH and learn more about this contest. But right now, you can text the keyword Tyler to 20357. Or if you're listening to KEYN, there'll be a keyword at some point through the day that could help you enter. We'll have 10 winners scoring a pair of tickets to see Tyler Hubbard with Drew Baldridge live, Equity Bank Park, on September 14th as we get, you know, closer to winding the summer down. You wouldn't know it's still summer outside. Tommy, I'm going to play a little golf today, the Heritage Classic Pro-Am, which should be a lot of fun. I'm going to guess that as we're playing a pro-am on a women's professional tour, that I could probably just keep the driver in the bag. Yeah. Like don't even need to get it out today.
I would imagine you're probably not going to be using many of your drives would be my guess.
Now, on the pro tour, do the women still tee from the women's tees, or are they back further?
I mean, they play from women's tees, but I don't think they're the standard.
It's not women, like ones that would normally be.
Not to my knowledge. I don't know the way that they've got the course
we'll find out today.
Set up. Yeah, let me know on that. And we're going to have our buddy Jay Delling on the show tomorrow and Friday. We talked to him during Wichita Open time. We'll talk to him during the Heritage Classic to give updates on that tournament. Really, the really cool thing about the Heritage Classic is on Sunday, Annika Sorenstam will be on site at Rolling Hills Country Club. You know, the tour is named after her. It's the Annika Tour. She'll be there to crown the winner and all of that. So that'll be really cool.
It'll be a fun event, and we're looking forward to it. I'll be out there with Mr. Schwanke and a couple other people, and we'll talk a little trash.
Have you played at Rolling Hills before? You ever been out there?
I've not. It's
fun. It's a fun golf course.
That's what I've always heard.
I don't get out west very often, but when I do, I like playing that course a lot.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to do that. Coming up this hour, we've got a big show announcement coming in just a little bit. Trius Latta is going to join us to look ahead to Mizzou for KU. And we will keep chugging away here. We're going to, preview maybe tomorrow's football game. a little bit. We'll talk Chiefs certainly in this hour as well, as we get maybe some injury updates and give you the final thoughts before they took off for Brazil. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company. And right now you can, you can get in on the pepperoni pizza. It's topped with sliced, cubed, and deli cut pepperoni. Pepperoni available in a lunch or full size at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. Tommy, pepperoni, I've had it before. I love that pizza, by the way. They have the little cubes of pepperoni. What is your favorite cut of pepperoni? Now, this pizza has all of the cuts, so it gets you all covered. But if you're getting a preference on your pizza, what is your preferred cut of pepperoni?
Yeah, I love the pepperoni that when it bakes, it kind of turns into like a little cup. Like, that, you know, I don't even know what it's called, but it's kind of like a rounded pepperoni. Yeah, the sides, yeah, come,
the
up.
Sides come up.
I think I'm with you
on that. Although the cubed, because of elementary school cafeteria pizza, you know, on the squares, always featuring those cubed, always does have a special place in my heart. They still rock that. Fridays are still square pizza day in school.
Here's a hot take for you.
Hang on. If you're going to say that you don't like the square pizza from lunchrooms as a kid.
Those are fine. Pepperoni is actually not my preferred topping. I like it. I'll eat it.
I don't think that's a hot take.
I grew up, I've always been a sausage guy. Like, I, you know, put Italian sausage on my pizza. I'm good to go with that. So that's always, and I think the best combination is pepperoni and sausage both. Get the best of both worlds. But if I had to choose, I'm usually going to choose sausage over pepperoni for my pizza.
No, I wouldn't. Sausage or hamburger?
Sausage for sure.
So I would actually prefer, of that variety, hamburger over sausage. And that's not even a normal. I'm talking just the meat. I still want red sauce and all that stuff. But, like at old school when you're a kid at like pizza, they had like hamburger. Yeah. I would rather have that.
It's usually
sausage.
Like unseasoned ground beef crumbles. Come on, give me the flavor of Italian sausage on my pizza.
No, I'd rather have the beef than that. But I would take pepperoni first, then Canadian bacon probably.
No.
And then and I actually don't mind chicken on pizza either. Yeah. Now, more into the specialty pizzas.
I'm not a Canadian bacon guy. Like, if I get a meat lover's pizza, I'll do like meat lover's without Canadian bacon. I don't like.
Oh, you don't like the Canadian bacon?
I don't like. I don't like ham. I'm not a ham fan at all.
Canadian bacon is. So that makes sense.
I don't like that.
Interesting. Speaking of the ground beef, have you ever had a beef and feta pizza?
I can't say that I have.
There is some strange combination. They make them. There was a restaurant back home that made it, and I've seen it a few other places. Beef and feta together on a pizza is awesome. It's like the ground beef, right? But with feta and then on just a regular pizza. Very, very tasty. God, I love pizza. Pizza is a food to me that there is better pizza. There is not bad pizza. Like, I have never had pizza. I've
I don't
never
know if
had
I agree
a
with
slice
that.
Of pizza and thought, ew, gross. Not one time in my whole life.
Recently, within the last couple of weeks, we did, I'm not going to name the chain. It's a big chain. We did delivery one night, and it was like objectively bad, like not good. It was shocking because like I didn't anticipate it, but I think it was not made well. Like the crust,
the crust was
like really thin, but it wasn't meant to be thin crust, and it was like a cracker. It was weirdly cut. The toppings were just. I mean, it was just not. It was not good. It was not a good piece.
It was good. I thought it was good. I grew up on that said brand. Now, listen, I'm not saying there's not great pizza. There is certainly better pizza. I've just never had pizza and not gone back for a second slice, if you know what I mean. I can't eat that.
What's the name of the chain? This is going to be for anybody that watches The Office. There's that scene where Michael orders pizza for everybody, but there are two pizza places in Scranton that are named almost the same thing, but one is really good and one is horrible, and he orders it from the bad one. It's like Pizza by Alfredo and Alfredo's Pizza or something like that, and everybody, like, they're happy that he's getting pizza, and then they find out he ordered from the wrong one, and it's just whole diatribe about how bad the pizza is at that one place and how much better it is at the other.
I know which one. It's such a great episode. Pizza and barbecue. I've also not had barbecue and been like, oh, I can't eat that. You know, like there's better barbecue. There's not bad barbecue. You get a chunk of meat and cover it in barbecue sauce, like, and I'm good to go. Like, we'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I feel
those are the two food groups that qualifies.
I love barbecue. I love great barbecue. I almost feel like I'm not going to waste a meal on mediocre barbecue. Like, if I'm going to eat barbecue, I need it to be highest quality barbecue.
You're at a cookout. It's not great, and it's just sitting there. You're telling me you're not going to eat it?
Are we talking barbecue like a cookout, like hamburgers and hot dogs? Or are we talking
like barbecue. It needs to be ribs or barbecue.
Yeah, I mean, if I don't have a choice, yeah, I'll eat it. But like if I'm – like here's an example. If I go to Applebee's, for example, they've got ribs on the menu. I'm probably not going to order the ribs. It's not a barbecue place. I'll get something else, right? Like,
but if you ate those ribs, you would be fine.
Like, it'd be fine. It's like going and getting a McRib at McDonald's, right? Like, I mean,
this doesn't qualify for every food, though. I love Mexican food. There is objectively bad Mexican food that I'm like, I can't eat that. That's gross. Like, there is, like chips and salsa might be like, if I had a last meal, it might be like good chips and salsa. Honestly,
I don't know. Is there bad chips and salsa? Like that's what I would put that on the list. I don't know if I found bad chips and salsa.
Paste picante sauce. No offense to our friends. Fine. Paste picante. I'm not going to eat that though.
You're telling me if they put a basket of free chips and free salsa in front of you, even if it's mediocre, you're not going to eat it. Cause I know I would.
We choose our Mexican food based on the chips and salsa most of the time. Like most of the time that dictates where we'll get Mexican food. If they have good chips and salsa, if they have bad chips and salsa, I always enjoy the pizza. Maybe that's the way to put it. I always enjoy the pizza. I always enjoy the barbecue. I don't always enjoy the Mexican food. I don't always enjoy the chips and salsa. I guess I'd probably eat it anyway. But I don't have to.
I know you well enough to know that you would. If it was free chips and salsa put in front of you, you're going to devour that.
I am kind of food for fuel. Maybe that's, but pizza and barbecue, I stand by it. There's no bad, there's better. And not because they're a sponsor of the program. I mean this wholeheartedly. Wichita Brewing Company does have my favorite pizza.
They do. It's phenomenal.
I'm a thin crust guy. I am definitely team thin crust, and theirs is really, really good. Outside of the pizza talk, let's talk Chiefs when we come back. We'll get into the injury situation heading into Brazil, get you through some of the final thoughts. I've got the quotes here in front of me of what Andy Reid was saying, what some of the players were saying about hitting that long trip. We'll have that for you. We've got Shreyas Lada coming up this hour. He's going to help preview Mizzou and a big show announcement at the end of the show. We'll have it all in this hour of Sports Daily.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up here all across the Odyssey stations, including right here on KFH. We get ready for the start of the NFL season. I'll be gone the rest of the week. Let's look ahead a little bit to the Chiefs. I know you guys will have more on that. We'll have, I believe, TJ's in tomorrow. Brandon will be in on Friday. Let's start with the Chiefs, Tommy. We get yesterday Andy Reid and his normal, like at this point when he does this one, it's a very brief media session. And the big news is Jalen Royals is out. He's not been practicing. So whatever his injury is, it's going to hold him out. But that's it. That means Hollywood Brown should be good to go. And that's what the room's going to look like. You won't have Rashee Rice or Jalen Royals, and it'll have everybody else basically. And that's it. Like everybody else is good to go for Brazil. So the Chiefs, more or less, are where we thought they'd be with no real injury concerns heading in, depending on how quickly you thought Jalen Royals was going to be a contributing factor.
Yeah, I mean, I think from a depth perspective, that's really the major detriment, not having Royals available, because you're already down Rashee Rice. And even if you didn't feel like Royals was going to be an impact wide receiver right away, at least having the option to go to him if needed, in sets where you've got multiple wide receivers out there. And I don't know exactly off the top of my head where he had been slotted in the depth chart, but you do lose a warm body at wide receiver, at least for week number one. He's been battling this knee issue for a minute now, so it's not overly surprising. His status had been in question for a while for this game in Brazil. And honestly, it makes a lot of sense. We figured out yesterday that this is a flight that is like 12 or 13 hours. And if you're dealing, you know, and I know like their accommodations on the plane are very luxurious, but you're still talking about a 12-hour flight on an airplane going overseas. Yeah. And then going and playing a football game, then getting back on a plane and coming home. Probably better for a rookie in that regard who's dealing with the knee issue to just stay back and delay his debut with the team until, you know, they're back on the mainland, I guess. So it's not overly surprising, but you do take a hit at the depth position.
It's a bummer for the young dude that doesn't get to go experience it for the first time and everything else. That's kind of the bummer, but it'd probably make him hungrier. Hollywood Brown talked yesterday, and he had just talked about how mentally tough last year was and how excited he is. And look, I do think that, and as we've been through our fantasy drafts and all that, like I think Hollywood Brown's potential impact on this team is being severely downplayed. I think Hollywood Brown has a chance to be a pretty dang impactful player this year. The main reason is because it, to me, like Worthy's role will be where it was to end the year, which is Rashee Rice. They've got to have him fill that role, which opens things wide for Hollywood Brown to be the deep threat on this team, which is what they initially envisioned anyway, right? Like that's why they brought him in here, and then they draft Worthy, and then all of these things happen. Or maybe they didn't draft Worthy for that reason because they knew they were going to need at some point a Rashee Rice replacement because of this situation, and it's nice that he's good at that specific role. But Hollywood Brown, I do think, has a chance. And I don't know about this game specifically, but I think he's going to have an impact here. I hope he does. I really like the player. And it does seem like a good fit with Mahomes. And I hope now with Simmons there and the line giving Mahomes just a little bit more time, the Chiefs, they've talked about it a lot. Matt Nagy's talked about it. Like everybody has talked about how badly they want to get the ball down the field in the passing game. And they're more equipped to do it out of the gates this year, certainly than they were a year ago, because Hollywood Brown's healthy and because they can block enough to do it now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key factor, right, is what the amount of time that, you know, you would think Mahomes is going to get in the pocket now. Is it going to be the most in the league? No, probably not. But even if it's a step better than what it was a season ago, just to give a guy like Mahomes another second in the pocket before he has to start playing, you know, Superman and getting out of the pocket and trying to find a way to manufacture things and make it work while on the run. I mean, that can by itself transform the offense. There had been all of this speculation last season and all the storylines about how has Mahomes lost a step and he's more inaccurate now than he was in the past and all of these different things, when really you can zero it in on the fact that the guy had no time. The guy was running for his life, you know, and was having to make something out of nothing because his protection broke down nearly immediately. I was watching, last night I had on, I don't remember what episode it was, one of the episodes of The Kingdom, and I don't remember what game it was. It might've been the Raiders game, one of the Raiders games. And Max Crosby came off the edge immediately. And I don't remember who was playing left tackle in that particular game. It might've been right before they went to Joe Tooney. And it was almost like, it might've been Wanya Morris. It was like he laid down. It was like literally Max Crosby was on his way. And like whoever it was at left tackle just got out of the way. Like literally like, okay, we'll just have a free lane at Mahomes. That's the way the majority of the season went last year. So if you can even have a moment, if you're Mahomes, to breathe and make his progressions and read the receivers and all of that, that can absolutely transform your offense.
Well, it's just, isn't it funny? As you watch The Kingdom, it's never talked about how bad the line was. Like they never talk about it. It's not like it is so impressive to me sometimes, most of the time with the Chiefs, that they just refuse to be distracted or diverted from the end game. We had a film crew with that team last year. And people you know, that follow the Chiefs regularly know this. People outside don't know, don't even probably realize how bad that line was last year. And like to have a film crew with you the entire time to take all the in-depth stuff that that documentary takes you through and to not ever talk about how bad the line was is amazing to me. That you had guys doing interviews, and I don't know how much creative control the Chiefs had over this. I'm not sure. You know, they may have had some, but even if they did, to go out to for everybody to go out of their way to not like throw that group under the bus is pretty wild. And that's the kind of thing we talk about Micah Parsons and always like he's thrown, you know, he's kind of dogged this team before and all this stuff. That is a part of what makes the Chiefs. It's a part of what made the Patriots. It's a part of what makes all the, like, they are so singularly focused. It's insane. And it starts with Andy Reid. It helps when you have Mahomes and Kelce and Chris Jones and all these people who are just like, listen, like literally nothing else matters. I don't, yep. The line was objectively terrible last year. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to throw them under the bus. We're not going to make excuses after every game as Mahomes is limping into a press conference. I got to be better. I got to be better, right? Like that, I got to be better. Not we've got to be better. Not that line didn't give us a chance. Not any of that. Like, I got to be better. What does Andy Reid say after every game? Oh, coaches, we really let the team down. You know, we got to be better than that. We got to coach better than that. Like, it's always there. Cannot wait to see the offense get some decent protection. With this, I can't wait to see the offense in November. But I, even out of the gates here, I can't wait to see the offense.
Yeah, one of the more frustrating things as a Chiefs fan, and I've been a Chiefs fan basically my entire life, and this even dates back to Andy Reid, but it applies to him as well. Usually, it takes a unit to be egregiously bad, like for the entire world to see before there starts to be wholesale changes and rebuilding in that regard. And that's one, that's something about Andy Reid that, you know, he's done for a long time. He's very, very, very patient. He's a very patient coach and wants to ride with the guys that he's got and try to improve them incrementally and get better and control what he can control and not throw the baby out with the bathwater and just like tear it down to the foundation and start over. That's not him. That's not his mentality. But we saw this with the offensive line after the Super Bowl loss against the Buccaneers a few years ago, when it was on full display for the world to see. We saw it again after this Super Bowl loss, when it was on full display for the world to see. They had to make wholesale changes on the line. And you would think, and I know that at the time, the narrative nationally was, man, the Chiefs are moving away from Joe Tooney. Like, they're trading an all-pro lineman. Like, what are they doing? And I think that, and I know it's just preseason, but I think that with what we saw from the left side of that line, I know Kingsley Suamataia has not been good, but Josh Simmons and his, the way that he performs, even as a rookie, can make up for that. You now have an anchor on the left side of your line that you didn't have before. And it took the issues to be shown on the big stage in front of the world in the Super Bowl for those changes to actually happen. I would argue that if the Chiefs had won the Super Bowl, we probably wouldn't see Josh Simmons on this team. I believe that because I think that even despite the issues, they win a championship and they run it, you know, they run it back and they don't make that change.
They didn't have to move a ton. I think if the circumstances were the same in the draft, we probably would. But the moving away, look, if Tooney was still on this team and they had Simmons and we're also able to lock up Smith and do all those things, we'd be talking about one of the better lines in football if all of those things were true. We're not going to be, we're not there. We're not anywhere near that. They have an incredible, you know, interior right side, and hopefully they have what looks to be, you know, let's call it the floor of league average left tackle with the ceiling of much, much higher with Simmons. I mean, I think we're all seeing the same thing, but they still have a problem at right tackle. They still now have a problem at left guard. Trading Joe Tooney did not make this line better, but it was necessary to keep Trey Smith. They're going to have to now deal with a different problem on the line this year, which is it. I can tell you right now, left guard's going to be a problem at points this year. Like, there's no question it's going to be a problem. It was never a problem with Joe Tooney. but now left tackle is not going to be a problem as often at minimum. And that's a problem you'd rather have when you're talking about Mahomes.
I think you're right. I mean, because you can have bad left guard play be compensated for with really good left tackle play. It doesn't work the other way around.
We know that from experience. Yes.
You can't flip that and have a good left guard make your left tackle better, or at least look better. That's not the way it works. So they prioritized the left end of the line because they knew that, at least in the way that Patrick Mahomes plays and the way the offense is designed, that takes priority over anything else.
Yeah, I think to the game tomorrow, I think they're going to test it because I do think Chiefs are going to sling it. I think they're going to throw the ball a lot. I think the Chargers are actually going to throw the ball a lot. I don't know whether that all equates to a bunch of points, but I do think we'll see. It's counterintuitive with a Harbaugh offense. Maybe he's
I think
a little
they're
more
run
stubborn
it.
With
I think they'll run it a lot.
Well, they always want to, but if I'm right now, what we know about the Chiefs defense, I'm attacking through the air if I can. But yeah, you always want to. The Chiefs aren't going to.
Yeah,
they're not
I'm attacking.
The Chiefs aren't going to waste their time trying to establish the run.
Yeah,
the Chargers will spend some time with that. I bet you.
If I'm them, I'm attacking their defensive line. If I'm the Chargers, if I'm Jim Harbaugh, that's where I feel like the advantage is and the deficiency is defensively. I know that outside of Trent McDuffie, there are question marks in the secondary. But I mean, look, outside of Chris Jones, if you go on the opposite side of the field of Chris Jones, I mean, they've got Derek Nnadi, who's been with the team for, you know, a while, but they just brought him back. They didn't like him enough to re-sign him. They just brought him back, and he's only been now back with the team for like a week. And I think there are more question marks on the defensive line than there even is with the secondary. And if I've got Najee Harris and Omarion Hampton to establish the run, if I'm Jim Harbaugh, I'm going to lean on that.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We're going to get the Chiefs tested here real quick. This defense will be a challenge for them. By the way, a little bit of breaking news. If you're on the east side of Wichita today, there's been a smell.
I smelled it when I left the house.
So sort of sulfury. We have an answer to that, Tommy, yeah, to what's going on there. Apparently it's ass fault.
Yeah, that's a good
joke. Asphalt.
We needed Max to get the
Max, where were you?
The rim shot.
It's true, though.
Ready to go.
If you're wondering what that funky smell is, it is asphalt.
Yeah, I thought it was natural gas when I left the house. I'm like, man, this is very natural gassy in the air. My house, we live not far from that asphalt plant. And so knowing that that's what it is, I mean, not overly surprising that that's in that area.
Yeah, we got that 12 News, some investigative reporting here this
morning. I like how you set that up just for the, you know, 12-year-old asphalt joke.
How do you not? It smells like farts outside. It's an asphalt plant. If there was a way to work in, you know, the planet Uranus, we'd do that too. But there's not, so we won't go there. We won't do that.
I'm
we won't.
Glad.
Thank this
you.
Is a mature.
Thank you for not going.
This is a mature show.
Yeah, we're civilized people on this program.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Real quick, because I won't be here tomorrow. Cowboys Eagles tomorrow night. I'm trying to talk myself. I know I picked the Cowboys last week. I'm trying to talk myself into them having a chance. I sort of feel about the Eagles the way I do about the Chiefs this year, Tommy. I think there is a better than 50% chance they will be a better team that will almost certainly lose more games in the regular season than they did a year ago. Their schedule will be significantly harder this year. I heard a stat yesterday. Jalen Hurts averaged in the second half of the season. It was something absurd how many passing attempts he averaged in the second half last year. It was like 10. Or less, or something. It was by far the fewest in the NFL. And I had forgot, like, they were in cruise control in a lot of the regular. That's not going to happen for them this year. So I do think they could be a better team. I do not think they will win as many games, just like the Chiefs. I think the same thing about the Chiefs. Can the Cowboys get them? Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty surprised the Cowboys are now 8.5-point dogs in that game. That is a huge line for a divisional game in the NFC East.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Eagles are, for a defending Super Bowl champion, they're being slept on a little bit.
Yeah, they are.
Because all the attention in the NFC, at least, is in the North. And with the Micah Parsons addition in Green Bay, and with the excitement in both Minnesota and Chicago with the young quarterbacks there. And then, oh, by the way, the Lions are right there, too, with you know, a lot of the same players that got them to, you know, a number one seed a season ago. A lot of the attention is in the North. I think attention is on the NFC West with the Niners and the Rams. I don't think that the Eagles are getting the kind of respect that they deserve for being the defending champions. And that's coming from a guy, I don't like the Eagles. I don't like Nick Sirianni, but I think they're being slept on a little bit.
So the Eagles lost in the offseason. Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Darius Slay, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They don't have Kenneth Gainwell anymore. Mekhi Becton is gone. They have a ton to make up for. A.J. Brown's a little older, and Saquon Barkley's coming off of a workload we don't see anymore in the NFL. They have a lot to deal with. That I also think that's being slept on. I do agree with you. They're being slept on a little bit. I think everybody's just penciling them in to be great again. I they're going to have some things defensively that they've got to overcome. And that's what I mean. Dallas, if nothing else, Dallas is going to score points this year. We'll see if they can do it in the open. 8.5 points? 8.5 points? That's where that, I know that's not where we picked it. That's where it was last night when I looked. That's crazy.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, and welcome back into the show now. Joining us on the video stream and over the air, our KU Insider, Sri Islata, beat reporter for KU football, basketball for the KC Star. You can follow him on X at SHRE98. I see Shreyas again this week, forgot his Hawaiian shirt. We're going to get it right one of these days. But it is good to have you back, Shreyas, either way. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. I don't think we need to spend, you know, a ton of time on Wagner. I don't really know what to take away from Fresno State or Wagner. So before we look to the one everyone's really excited about through those first three games, and I'm not going to let you cop out and just say Jalen Daniels looks good because Jalen Daniels looks good. But what are you taking away from these sort of exhibition-y type games for KU?
I mean, they did exactly what they were supposed to do against opponents. I mean, especially against Fresno State, they were dominant after that first drive where the defense gave up points. I've been pretty impressed with KU's defense. It looks better than I expected to look at this point in the year. You know, I think they were a little sloppy at the end of the first half there against Wagner. That's something that was a little concerning because you can't have that sloppiness against Missouri as they play them this Saturday. But, I mean, it was a pretty impressive effort all around on, you know, all sides of the ball for KU in the last two games. They're going into important week, rivalry week. I think playing some of their best football at a good time.
You've been talking about Emmanuel Henderson for a minute now and what he can bring to the table. He showed out in the game against Wagner. It was mainly Cam Pickett in week one against Fresno State, but it was Emmanuel Henderson in week two against Wagner. And I know that was a major question mark going into the season with the departure of the top tier pass catchers for Jalen Daniels. Who is he going to have to be his weapons down the field? And I think that question has been largely answered.
Yeah, no, he was phenomenal. He was dominant. I think he had more catches against Wagner than he had in 3 years at Alabama. I mean, he told me he wanted opportunity, and he's certainly getting it at Kansas. He wanted to play wide receiver, and he's getting that chance, and he's making the most of it. I mean, two touchdowns, 130 receiving yards, six catches. You know, that deep ball catch between Jalen and him is a thing of beauty. Nice placement by Jalen there, a nice haul by Henderson to kind of get that touchdown. But, you know, it's going to be interesting because I think Pickett is right there on the underneath, and then Henderson's kind of the deep ball burner. That 1-2 seems to be the kind of the MO that Jalen Daniels likes and the two favorite guys he likes to pass to, it feels like, on this team.
Yeah, the offense looks good. The defense looks good. Now are they going to look good against Missouri? Let's you know, make the transition there. I haven't seen a ton of Missouri. I just know the other, like in the opener of their opening game, I had them on a screen. I had like four, you know, the split screens. I was like, man, they have 55 points or whatever it was, and it's not even halftime yet. I assume they'll be good. What are we expecting in this one? How do you even set expectations for a game like this?
I think you have to go in with like throwing out everything the last 2 weeks you have seen out the window. Missouri is not Missouri of last season, but I still think they're a very talented team. They have a lot of talent on both ends of the ball. I think Kansas will be competitive in this game. I don't know if Kansas will win this game, but I think it's going to be interesting because Kansas's MO on defense and the things they've struggled with over the last couple of years have been dual threat QBs, and Bo Prabhul is exactly that. I thought it was very interesting that Kansas defensive coordinator DK McDonald said he's as talented as anyone he's seen since he's come back to college football, or really when he's coached college football, which I thought was very interesting about Bo Prabhul. I've been pretty familiar with him. He was actually my first job when I was covering sports life, hunting and fishing in Central PA. He was the quarterback for York, Pennsylvania, one of those high schools there. So it's funny to kind of see it come full circle. But he's a good kid. He's got a big arm. I think he, how Kansas' defense handles him is probably going to determine the game, because I think Kansas will move the ball. I think the offensive line is going to be tested, though. And I think Jalen's going to have to play his best game yet, which, that means no making bad throws, no making forcing balls into tight windows. And LeSean Williams, I think, should be healthy for this game, so that'll be good for the running game. But I think it'll be a loud, crazy environment. I mean, I walked into the press conference yesterday. Before we were walking in, you could hear like the crowd noise simulator outside the stadium pretty loud. So I think they're doing everything they can to prepare for what Missouri is going to be like. And I still don't think it'll be that quiet.
Yeah. On that note, I mean, I don't think anybody can overstate the importance of this rivalry. And I even hesitate to use the word rivalry, because it's more than that. I mean, there is like deep-seated century-old hatred between these two programs and two universities. None of the players were in college the last time these two teams faced off. And that's been a big storyline leading up to the game. How is Lance Leipold and his staff and everybody getting these guys ready for what is going to be a hostile environment, to say the least?
Well, Lance said that, Deshaun Hanukkah, the KU tight end, said they had a video that was prepared from former Kansas players of the past to talk about the history of the rivalry starting pre-Civil War days up to obviously now, which I think players got it after that. But I think, it's not even just Lance Leipold doing it. Everybody around these guys has been talking about this game for multiple weeks. I've been thinking about this game since the season started. So I can only imagine what it's like. I talked to Justice Finkley at Media Day. He came from Texas, obviously played in the Red River rivalry between Texas and OU. He said, that's my favorite game of the year every year. And, I've heard a lot about Kansas, Missouri, and I'm excited to see how it matches up. I wrote about this yesterday. Laith Marjan and Finn Lappin, when they came to Kansas, when they transferred in, I guess Finn did not transfer in, but when they came to Kansas, in their orientation, one of the topics of discussion in KU football was the Kansas-Missouri rivalry. So it's been ingrained in these guys since anybody's come to Kansas. Now they get the chance to be a part of it. Now the chance to make their own history, make their own mark on it. I think they know about it. And I think, honestly, it's been very interesting to see. I mean, I've talked to so many of these guys, since Friday to now. Everybody seems to be very careful about their words. Unless you get them one-on-one, nobody seems to be giving you anything besides the cookie cutter answer to the media. And I get it. Nobody wants to give Missouri any bulletin board material that'll help them.
Yeah, look, I get it too. They look good. Kansas looks good. So Shreyas Lotta, what is your prediction for the game?
Yeah, I think I think Missouri wins this one in a close one. I think my prediction was 31-28. I think the environment in Columbia is just going to be kind of a mess for KU, I think, this early in the year. I think having Jalen Daniels and Hyshaw will be great, but I think it's going to be a back-and-forth affair, and I think it's going to be less than a touchdown when it's all said and done. I could see it going either way, though.
Shreyas is on X at SHRE98. Shreyas, what do you have up on the site, and what's coming?
Yeah, I have a ton of Border War stuff. I had some stuff immediately after the game against Wagner of, you know, kind of like how everyone's feeling. Yesterday, I had a story come out about talking about the history of the game a little bit and, you know, what Leipold said about guys talking to him at church about the game, telling him to kick Missouri's butt, but they didn't use the word butt. Plus kind of what some of the guys have told me even at Media Day about Kansas, Missouri. And then later today, I'll have up the video breakdown I do with former Kansas quarterback Carter Stanley on Bo Pribula and how Kansas needs to limit his dual threatness.
We're looking forward to it. Find all the work at the KC Stars. Shreyas, next, just set a reminder on your phone for the Hawaiian next week.
I got to buy Hawaiian first. That's not even in the wardrobe anymore. I was trying to
Once you buy one, you'll buy 10. I'm just telling you. It's a lifestyle choice. Yes. Shreyas, we appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. There goes Shreyas Lada, and it moves us to show announcement time. Tommy, I will let you take the stage here. This is your announcement, and it's a big one for us here on Sports Daily.
Yeah, it is. I have had the opportunity to be on this show with you for, 3 years now, just past the 3-year mark. I am leaving Sports Daily, at least on a regular basis, leaving this program in the next couple of weeks. My last day on the air with you, regular day on the air, will be Friday, September 19th. It's been so much fun, you know, coming from a guy that I've been in this business for a long time. But up until joining you on Sports Daily, I had never worked in sports radio. I had always been in music radio and that sort of thing. I learned a lot about myself, learned a lot about, you know, how to do this. And it's a different breed entirely of, you know, live local radio, talking sports every morning. You know, so I'm going to miss that a lot. I'm excited. I'm staying with the Odyssey family here in Wichita. I'm being promoted, which is really exciting. And so there'll be more details on that to come. But with that promotion means I have to step away from the show and not be on the air every morning. It's been so much fun and just a blast. And I've told you this privately that I think the best part, the biggest part about this for me is that over the 3 years of being able to be on this program with you, you know, you've become one of my best friends. And so, I mean that wholeheartedly. And I love the opportunity to get a chance to talk sports with you every day. And I'm hopeful that you and I will continue to get to do that, just not on the radio. And so I'm going to miss this. I'm going to miss you, Max, you know, the entire crew, all of our weekly insiders and our guests and all of that. It's definitely bittersweet.
Yeah, and I can't wait for people to hear more about the opportunity, and I echo your sentiments. Our friendship has become the coolest part of this. I've never had more fun doing this show than the last 3 years, and that's saying something, too, because I've been on here with some really great people. It has been a blast to do it, and Tommy will still be around, so it's a bittersweet thing for a lot of reasons, but we'll still, you know, be... We'll still find ways to mess with Tommy over the air. So, you know, we'll have fun with that. But, you know, with our boss here in this world, Tony and I sitting down with you a long time ago to talk about it, to see that your passion for the business is very, very clear at that point to where this has gone now. And again, more details on that as we cross T's and dot I's to our conversation earlier. It's pretty awesome. And we're all very proud of that. And I think you'll be able to talk more about that probably tomorrow on the show, but, it's very cool and the show will miss you a great deal. And that sucks, but you know, away from the air, nothing changes for us. So that's the good thing. On the air, we'll still hear from you from time to time. So that will be good too. And we've still got 8 or 9 shows to go.
Yeah,
here.
I've got a couple more weeks left regularly on the show. I know you're out the remainder of the week, so I'll be hosting tomorrow and Friday with TJ and Brandon. I joked around that the reason I was leaving was because I couldn't stand to lose to Paul Savage in our Friday football picks for another year. That being said, though, I'm still going to do Friday football picks. So I'll be stepping in on Fridays coming in and picking the games and all of that with you guys. So even after I'm done off the air, I'm not going to be fully away from the show.
Lots of reasons. Sick of my BS. There's lots of reasons to step away.
All right, that does it for today. You don't know the real reason why Tommy will no longer be on the air? Because he refused to participate in Wine Shirt Wednesday.
I know, you're kicking me off.
That's enough.
We're done.
You're out. You're out. If you're not going to play by the rules, you got to go. We'll have more details on Tommy's departure. And you've got him teed up to give Tommy a hard time. You got about 2 more weeks to do that. So do it. We'll have TJ Cleland will be in tomorrow for me. Brandon Zinner on Friday. We'll have picks later in the week. It's all going to be fun. Tim Fitzgerald. Woo! See what Fitz has to say tomorrow. I'm excited to go back and listen on the Odyssey app to the interview with Fitz, because we got to figure out what's going on there in Manhattan with K-State. But that's it for today. For Max and Tommy, Tommy, we'll keep things in line the next couple of days here.
Yeah, sounds good. Safe travels, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good, everybody. See you then.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.